In the name of Allah, whose kindness is profound, whose mercy is everlasting, zakat is an obligation on all Muslims. Muslims who are wealthy enough for them to be able to pay zakat. Like in the case of salat, in the case of zakat too, there is a law which requires Muslims to pay a minimum amount in the form of zakat. What exactly is that law is what I'm going to discuss in this presentation. In actual fact, zakat, the compulsory payment of the Muslim from the Muslims, takes many forms. Zakat is on wealth, zakat is on production, zakat is on livestock, and zakat is also given once a year in the festivities of Eid al-Fitr. As far as zakat on wealth is concerned, the law of zakat says that we have a certain specific day of the year earmarked for the purpose of finding out as to how much additional wealth do we own that would require us to pay zakat on it. It can be decided by the Muslim state, which is the authority that should ordinarily, under normal circumstances, take zakat from the people, from the citizens, and arrange for its proper distribution. Because zakat is a tax for the Muslims, which the government must collect. But if the government, and if the government would collect, then of course it would decide about the date when the calculation of zakat is to be done. And if it's not done by the government, like it is happening unfortunately in the present times, then the individual Muslims would decide for themselves as to which date they are going to calculate their total wealth. On that particular date, the Muslims would see as to what amount of wealth and assets belong to the category which they are not using for their own purposes. So that savings is where zakat on wealth is applicable. Whatever be the amount, the value of those savings on that particular day, 2.5% of that amount, that value, is what zakat is, which has to be paid either immediately or in installments in the next year. That is zakat on wealth. Apart from zakat on wealth, there is zakat on production as well. The Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, required that the output of agriculture is also subjected to the law of zakat. And the law is this, that if there is a soil which is irrigated, water is provided through artificial means to it, then whatever is harvested, 5% of the harvest is going to be taken away as zakat. And if it is unirrigated and therefore is dependent upon the rainfall for its cultivation, then 10% of the total produce is going to be taken away. Most certainly, that was the most prominent form of production that was taking place during the times of the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, in the new changing forms of production and economies. It is important that the same law should be applicable to all other forms of production. Most certainly, there are some important questions which need to be sorted out. But the fact of the matter is that the Almighty wants that whatever production process takes place, whether through agriculture or industry or services, all these productions must be subjected to the law of zakat. And we know what this law was in the case of irrigated land and unirrigated land. Apart from these two important forms of zakat, we also have an elaborate law which is applicable to zakat on livestock. There was a time when a major portion of an individual's wealth was in the category of livestock. Most certainly, even today, some people do have huge herds of animals that they own. And therefore, the law with regard to this livestock is also required to be understood which is quite detailed and is mentioned in the books of hadith and jurisprudence. And it also needs to be followed by those who own these animals. During the Eid al-Fitr, before we go for prayers, in fact, during the month of Ramadan, it is desired that the Muslims share two meals of a day, of the day of Eid al-Fitr, with their poor brothers as a matter of compulsory requirement of payment. So that too is actually described as zakat. It's called zakatul fitr. All in all, what we have in the Islamic Sharia is detailed mention of clear-cut instructions that require us to make payments in different forms so that people, on the one hand, are able to cleanse themselves from the impurities of excessive love for wealth, and on the other hand, the society at large gets helped by being provided with much needed funds so that the needs of the poor people, the needs of the society, and the needs for the religion of the Almighty to be promoted and propagated are adequately met. May the Almighty enable us to understand all His laws properly, and may He enable us to follow His instructions in the best possible manner.